This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Dino Tripodis, and welcome to Whiskey Business Behind the Bottle. And the bottle that I am behind right now is a private selection, selected by us at Whiskey Business, distilled by Watershed Distillery. The story is coming up. I'm Dino Tripodis. Welcome to Whiskey Business, our podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey, but this is one of our little special additions, addendums, if you will, what we like to call Behind the Bottle, where we get behind the scenes on either a specific distillery or, in this case, a specific bottle. This bottle. I'm joined by the CEO of Watershed Distillery, Greg Lehman. Nice to have you on the show.
Great.
For the 100th time.
Great to be here. Great to be here.
And Aaron Harris, Master Distiller. I can call you that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Master Distiller of Watershed Distillery. And this, gentlemen, this, I don't think I've been so excited about an announcement since April 5th of 1982. That's when my daughter was born. It was a big day.
That's a big
and
one.
Yeah, and I feel like as we talk about this particular bottle, I feel that another baby has been birthed, something that's been nurtured and stored and cared for the last 4 years, and then selected by us on a cold November night right here in this very room. We went through four different barrels to decide what the Whiskey Business selection would be. First of all, thank you. When you asked us to do that, we were flattered beyond belief. When we came and had that great night here, that was incredible too. And people have been asking me, when's your bottle coming out? When's your bottle coming out? I said, I don't know. It's coming out. And it's out. It's out as we speak. And so let's do a little history and recap about how this all started to happen. My first question is, why us? Why'd you pick us?
You know, we love having you in. It's always a fun time. When we did the podcast back in November, I mean, I feel like we were just sitting around hanging out, joking, tasting bottles and different barrels. And so, yeah, it's just, I mean, we like doing business in the community with people that we get along with, people we enjoy and people we have fun with. And so you have a great whiskey palate and you have fun with it. And so, we said, let's get Dino in here. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, the guys, John Whitney, our videographer, and Greg Hansberry, our audio guy, everybody. And I can't tell you the amount of envy that was also created when we started talking amongst our friends and our families, like, oh, yeah, we're doing a private selection. We're doing a barrel pick for Watershed Distillery. Like, no way. And most recently, just amongst certain friends and whatnot, I picked up a bottle at the bottle shop and I sent a couple pictures just to friends and like immediately, how cool, how amazing. I sent one to my brother-in-law down in Florida and he's like, no way. You know, it's like, you gonna get me a bottle? I said, yeah, I'll get you a bottle. And then I'll send it down there. Don't you worry about it. But I've done barrel selections before. I had the pleasure of joining the state of Ohio, but this one was just us, you know? This is going to be available. This is going to be available. I think Kerr already is available in the bottle shop as we speak. So this is not just one bottle for us and, you know, one and done. This is for anybody that's watching this can come down and pick one up here at Watershed Distillery. So let's talk about the creation of this bottle. Those four barrels, Aaron, that we went through. Those were all your mastery involved. And either one of them, any of them, could have been the one. I mean, we spent a good long time trying to make sure we found the right bottle. But tell me a little history about what went into this.
Well, you're looking at the 3-grain mash bill. You're looking at our standard mash bill right now for bourbon whiskey. You're 59.5 ABV, which I believe it's putting us right at 119 proof. It's not too strong. It does have a little bit of a burn, but it drinks so much more like a nice aged scotch. So it's delicious. It's got a great nose. It's got a rich, creamy palate. I think everyone's going to love it. And if I remember right, we were really torn between this barrel and another, and it was left to you to decide. And you said, "Well, let's ask what the distiller wants."
But I think we were on the same page.
Yeah.
As far as our leanings go,
I feel like maybe you and John were on opposite pages. Is that right? Like there was a little
John and I were on opposite pages at first, but then after we went back
then we got to the same spot.
His vote shifted. Yeah. He came over to the other side.
But they were both. I mean, all four barrels you picked were really good. I remember us really kind of going back and forth and loving them all.
What, would you do me the honors of pouring us a few?
Absolutely.
And we can actually go down memory lane and reminisce a little bit. You know, I'm actually nervous.
Yeah.
When
make sure we didn't mess up.
Well, right? I mean, I know that it's good, but I'm nervous as to what the reception will be.
Putting it out there in the world.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, you know, go child, go do good things.
If you love it, then we made it. If you don't like it, Dino picked it. He's the picker right here. Yeah, cheers.
Some cheers. Now, how many do we know? Approximately how many bottles we got out of this barrel?
I don't know. Usually, you get about 225, and I didn't hear different. So
no, there's probably two layers on a palate, so something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the nose is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember the burn, but it's a sweet burn. It's not a harsh burn at all.
There is a really sweet finish to it. People are gonna get excited about this bottle. Just the dessert on the finish.
Yeah.
The caramel vanilla.
It's great.
Yeah, and a nice long finish. It's still with me as we speak. I remember that being a check mark for me because when I'm drinking it like this, I like that first. And any sip after that, I like it to kind of stay in there a little bit and just kind of...
You want that bourbon hug.
Yeah.
I think it gives it
this one definitely has the hug. I'm very excited to share this. I mean, isn't that the beauty about good whiskey? I mean, that's the favorite part.
I think that's it. Because we came in and spent time on this, and then you guys came in and picked it. And now you get to share it with all these listeners. And when they call in or when they write in, you have that shared experience, which I think is, you know, we always say our spirits bring people together. You can't have all those people in, but this is a way to bring them together to a common conversation and a common experience, which is cool.
I can't wait to send a picture of this to my mother, and I'm gonna send two pictures, one of the bottle as is, but then I'm gonna send another picture with this whiskey business right there, because she always said that nothing good would come of my drinking.
And here it is.
Here's a sticker.
And I beg to differ, Mama. I beg to differ. Let's go back to the tasting notes for a second here.
Great nose.
Yeah, the nose is...
really punches you with some really good barrel notes.
It makes you anticipatory. Like, you get the nose like, okay, something good's coming my way.
Salivation.
Yeah. I can't wait to open my own bottle at home. What is this going to retail for in the bottle shop?
$60 in the bottle shop.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, for a 119 proof whiskey that drinks like that, I mean, it is a great deal. I mean, whiskey drinkers will know when they hear that.
Right.
Barrel strength, single barrel pick, when you hear that.
Yeah, we didn't mention any of those things. It is a single barrel pick, it is barrel strength, and God, it is, it's smooth.
It's very smooth, it drinks like a much lower proof, it's good.
Is that the magical combination when you can bring all those things together, you get a single barrel, you get barrel strength, but then like when it becomes remarkably smooth as well, that's magic.
It is magic. I think the more flavor that you get in there, it kind of masks some of that out. I mean, there's a lot of alcohol in here. Mm. And so like the more flavors you can build and sweet flavors you build on top of that, it kind of masks that alcohol behind the scenes. And so, yeah, as you get a lot of those sugars coming out of the barrel, adding flavor to this, over time, that's what happens. And you get more flavor in there and it's just easier and sweeter and drinks much easier than a high proof bourbon.
I can't wait to send this bottle to my brother-in-law, who has become a bit of a bourbon, a little bit of a bourbon snob.
Yeah.
He never drank. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He never drank bourbon. He was a scotch drinker. I turned him on to bourbon and then he just
ran with it.
Yeah. And, the student has become the master, but he's also so, I sent him a picture and he was excited. He said, how cool. And then he goes, kind of young. And I went, dude, I sent him some other articles about the amazing things that Watershed mm-hmm. has done in the last few years and a lot of the renown that is going across the country in respects to your products. And he's like, okay, all right.
He's listening now. All right, I'm excited to hear what he thinks now. This is a great bottle to share with him. So, we have so many barrels come out and we tasted a bunch of barrels. Right. There's wild differences. And so sometimes you come across these barrels that are just amazing. And so it's cool that this is what he's going to get to try. I'm excited to hear what he says.
He's going to try this. I shared some of the 6-year that I had recently with a friend of mine. Yeah. And he was just blown away. The good work continues. I'm actually not only excited, but kind of relieved.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm nervous about this going out there. And I wasn't the only one who had a say in this.
Yeah.
John Whitney, Greg Hansberry also had a say, but we had to collectively, come together on this. So it's available as we speak at the Watershed Bottle Shop right next to the restaurant. How's the restaurant doing?
It's great. We're about to go to 6 days a week, which is really fun. We've been 5 days. It's just hard to get some staff in here post-pandemic, but we're getting there. We're excited to go to 6 years.
Valentine's Day was crazy.
It was crazy. It was fun being on a Monday. We opened up that Monday and brought people in here on Valentine's Day, and people came out and supported. And I think we did have a little excitement because we accidentally set off the fire alarm in the middle of Valentine's Day service. But
Valentine's was really hot.
I'm so sorry if you were here and that interrupted, but at least it's a memory. We made a memory. It was full and we had a great evening.
Okay, so like I said, this is available in the bottle shop right next to the restaurant at Watershed Distillery. Don't make the mistake of coming across the street over to the tasting room, but they will be more than happy to guide you right back across the street where you can pick this up for $60, a bourbon value in our opinion. And again, I get emotional.
I'm glad you're excited. I'm glad you're excited because it makes it so much more fun for us.
More than excited. More than excited. Bragging. Cocky at sometimes. Want to see the envy from friends when they go, you guys picked this? And I go, damn right we did. Damn right we did. Again, thank you so much for the honor and the privilege of having done this. I feel we struck an amazing relationship with Watershed right from the get-go, and obviously it continues. You're always there for us, and we will always be there for you on Whiskey Business. So I'm Dino Tripodis, and this is Behind the Bottle.
Coming up on 5-Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not, it's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5-Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.